Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla versus Space Godzilla.
1994.
Yeah. And it's very 1990s.
Yeah.
But, I mean, right off the bat, we get Space Godzilla, Godzilla, and Mogera.
Yeah, so a meteor crashes from space. It, like, wakes up Godzilla, which we kind of just see him in silhouette, and we get to hear his skronk, and that's... And then he goes away for a while.
Yeah.
By the way, the title on mine was so big and zoomed in to show the subtitle that said Godzilla versus Space Godzilla that it totally cut off like the characters that read, you know, the title written the way it was written down.
Yeah.
Counter G, Project T.
Project T, aka Project Telepathy. And I was like, okay, I remember this girl. Is her name Miko?
Yeah. And Mickey.
Mickey. And I'm like, oh, I remember Mickey. So I'm like, oh, this is that one. And as it turns out, Mickey is in a ton of these.
You know, a lot of people in this one, like, I recognize a lot of people in this movie from other movies that we've seen.
Yeah. But she's playing the same character.
Uh-huh.
She's in almost the entire run of these Godzilla films from
period.
Yeah, she wasn't in Godzilla 1985, but she was in From Biollante to Destoroyah.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like in this little era here of Godzilla movies, like they kind of like put together their little troupe of contract players to fill in the roles for these movies.
Yeah.
So there's two basically almost like competing projects. There's Project Telepathy that's goal is to try to control Godzilla with telepathy.
Uh-huh.
And the Mogera project, which is to try to kill him.
Yeah.
By the way, I learned that Mogera is basically based on the word Mogura, which is the Japanese word for mole.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it kind of digs and it's got like the little drills. I don't like the way Mogera looks.
I don't like him at all. As a designer, he kind of bummed me out. There's stuff in this movie that bummed me out. I'm saying it right now. The thing I like about it is the way Space Godzilla looks, but a lot of the other stuff really kind of disappointing.
It's a weird movie. It feels like I have a note later on that just says none of these scenes feel connected. It's kind of just a weird. It's I don't know.
It's kind of all over the place. Yeah. And I just started thinking about how where this sits in the whole arc of the Godzilla movies. Because I had texted you. I was like, wait a minute. This is like one before the one where they decided we're not going to make anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there is a certain quality that is kind of like they're not trying as hard for some of it, which we'll get into later. But so Mickey dreams of Mothra.
Is she dreaming or does she see him?
Well, the one that's at a bunch of Mothras in space, she's like has this vision of a bunch of Mothras.
It's like a giant Mothra crapping tiny Mothras.
I called it different things at different times. At first, I was like, is this the ghost of Mothra? And then like the little twins they ride in behind it. And then I was like, oh, no, this is like is it a mini Mothra? It's like a Mothra Tinkerbell is what it kind of came down to. And then in the closing credits, they call it Fairy Mothra, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, so it is a Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't get the concept of that mini Mothra vision
thing. And I don't remember it showing up in Destoroyah, which is the next one.
Okay.
But it may be something that has to do with there was a trilogy of Mothra movies around this time called Rebirth.
Oh, right, the Rebirth.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that they have to deal with those movies.
To connect.
Yeah. But it was a little strange. I did like seeing Mothra, though. This is the first time. Yeah, we see like the 90s puppet version of Mothra.
And they, because they reference Mothra too later when like they're talking about Space Godzilla and why he looks like Godzilla. Yeah. But first, they got to go to the island where Godzilla lives, basically. And there's a scene on a boat with like this broad, like Titanic music. But then also that dance music that the guy's listening to on the radio.
Yeah, it's like overlapped music.
Yeah. And we get introduced to Keo, who is going to be our token wacky guy of the group. They arrive at an island, and I immediately start getting, and, you know, the fact that we've seen Mothra and the fact that they go to this island, I immediately start getting worried.
For islanders?
Yeah.
No islanders, but we do get Yuki.
Yeah, it's Yuki, and I go, well, that's pretty modern from around there. The whole spider gag with the, it's like he holds a knife to the guy, and I was like, who? They got caught by this guy, and then he realizes he pulls back, and there's a spider on
it. Yeah, he says, move, or if you move, you'll die, you die.
Which it kind of looks like they killed the real spider.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, it looked kind of like that.
The way it was kind of moving at the end, like, oh, they stabbed a spider.
Yeah.
And then we see Little Godzilla.
Little Godzilla.
Little Godzilla is so adorable.
Yeah, and silly.
And goofy. I like he does this thing in his close-up. He's got his right hand up, and he just kind of, like, squeezes it together. Like, he kind of closes it just a little bit, just kind of does this little, like, thing. And I go, ah, he just wants to grab him so bad. He just wants to grab those guys. Yeah. The guy's like, Yuki's like so bored and annoyed by Little Godzilla. He's like, not again. He's like, he's just fond of me. See, Little Godzilla has, I don't know, he's got no, what's the word I'm thinking of? He's got no contempt.
Oh, okay.
He loves everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And he gets in the mischief.
No angst. There's this part beginning where Little Godzilla was always behind a mountain the whole time. And you didn't get to see him in his full body form ever. Uh-huh. And so I started coming up with this notion. It's like, you know, in sitcoms when like an actor gets pregnant for like a whole season,
yeah.
They spend a lot of time behind counters.
Yeah, plants.
It's like that's what's going on with Little Godzilla right now. There's NASA's footage of a ship. And the people on the ship basically gets pierced with all these crystals.
Yeah, and the footage looks super phony baloney. Like, the dudes flying in space looks hilarious.
Yeah, and just from these big crystals, they say, we can only speculate that it has to be some sort of huge monster.
Yeah, I guess they live in a world where monsters occur so much that that's the first logical step.
Yeah, listen, this is clearly monsters.
Magic earring.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
It kind of looks like it has a Mothra symbol on it, and I don't know if she's moving it or if it's being drawn to mystical stuff, but it gets weirder and weirder.
I think it's like whenever she uses her powers, it makes the earrings float out. Yeah, part of her skills is she can levitate things and move things. She's like, it's a little bit like Luke on Dagobah learning about the Force and like learning how to like lift things up. So they're going to kill Godzilla with the special Yuki special gun, special handmade bullet.
Yeah.
And the method is going to be a blood coagulant. Yeah. It's like the way he kills Shin.
Yeah. He found a weak spot under the armpit.
Yeah. Yeah. So Space Godzilla, the way he flies with the big crystal thing on his back, which can disappear at will when he doesn't want to fly. Is a little weird, but I like that when you see him flying through space headed towards Earth, he's already pissed.
Yeah,
he's like gnashing his teeth. He comes in raring to go.
Yeah, there's a random shot of a dude's ass. There's like a weird 15 second shot of a dude showering outside, and I don't know why that was in there. I was like, oh, I wonder if this is some weird trademark from the director. Like, that's his thing.
Oh, now we're going to have to look up the other movies this guy did. What, an ass shot?
Yeah.
Like, the ass is the director. It's like his Alfred Hitchcock thing.
Yeah.
So MOGERA stands for Mobile Operation Godzilla Universal Expert Robot Aerotype.
Okay.
FYI. And they basically, MOGERA was designed to kill Godzilla, but because Space Godzilla is the new priority, they're going to have to use MOGERA to do it.
Yeah.
They plant these mines on the beach, tear gas, for Godzilla?
Yeah, they're trying to
to stun him so that he can shoot him in the armpit.
Yeah.
And Little G just goes and...
Yeah, that's when we finally see the full body Little...
Starts setting him all off. Yeah, I wrote, he wants to grab. He can't wait. Then Godzilla comes out of the water. So this Godzilla, this seemed like a particularly thunder-thighsy Godzilla. Is he more thunder-thighsy than the Godzillas? Am I wrong, or did it just seem like maybe the angles?
I think not as much as Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, but Shin, I feel like Shin is almost like in its own category.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite Godzilla suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It's I have on my desktop wallpaper a poster from the Batra movie, the Godzilla versus Mothra. I think yes. Battle for Earth,
yeah.
Where it's got like the two larvae with a giant Mothra behind Godzilla, and like that's the version of Godzilla. There's something about it I like. It's not as sleek as the Godzilla 2000s, and it's not as kind of cute as like the 70s. Like it's just the right perfect, right down the middle Godzilla for me. I like this one a lot.
I think the down the middleness is actually what I don't like about it.
And he's got little ears.
Yeah, he's got little ears. He's like a little like the actual outer ear part, which is like I never noticed ears on a Godzilla before, and I was like wondering,
I'm trying to think if there's other ones that have it, I can't think of any.
Yeah, I mean he's all right, I just think that I'd like the. The Millennium Godzilla had a little more flair, which I kind of dug, and he looked meaner.
Mm-hmm. He had those really big, sharp back spikes.
And I also liked the big, cute, kind of like bear-like Godzilla of the early stuff, too.
As much as I don't like Mogera, I love seeing it in the hangar. Mm-hmm. I like all the hangar shots with all the, you know, the scaffolding and stuff. Like, yeah, I always like that stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this Godzilla also has got kind of he's got a mouth like a jaguar. He's got like a kind of a big cat's kind of. Mm-hmm. He's got like the cat like front cheek things. To kind of give him. He definitely looks like, and then the ears also add that too. He basically he looks like a big cat.
Yeah, I see that.
You know what I did love. There's like two great big wide shots. There's Godzilla approaching the island, and then there's another one later. Those I thought were really well done. Like to see like the panoramic shot and Godzilla walking through the water from a distance looked awesome. Oh, but you know what I will say about this Godzilla? This Godzilla has the prettiest eyes of all Godzillas.
Yeah, I was gonna say the eyes are really pronounced. They're like this yellow orange.
They're
eyes.
Gorgeous.
They're big. They're big, giant eyes. And you can tell that they liked it because you get a couple of close-ups of the eye.
Yeah. And little Godzilla's got, like, his own bigger, like, baby-style version of the similar eye.
Yeah. Because I know there's baby Godzilla shows up in other movies in this series, and it's a completely different design.
Yeah, well, apparently, yeah. Because I was, like, looking up... Little Godzilla and like versus Minya and the other versions of Godzilla babies, and how I guess there's a small version of basically this Godzilla in an earlier movie, and then he later shows up and he's basically already he's like an adolescent. He looks like a Godzilla pretty much.
Yeah, that's in Destoroyah. He looks like a really lean, like kind of short, lean Godzilla.
Yeah.
And I want to say...
Yeah, this Godzilla is more the dad bod Godzilla, and that one's a younger Godzilla.
I want to say that the baby Godzilla, the one you saw, which is in Destoroyah, I want to say that's the one that goes on to be the Godzilla 2000 Godzilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a good... there's basically two sets of guys on the beach trying to do something to Godzilla. There's the team of the two guys,
the Project
and they're trying
T
to
guys.
Shoot. Yeah, they're trying to shoot the special like amplifier into Godzilla's behind his head to get so that the telepathy can like kind of hit him better, harder, whatever. And then there's Yuki, who wants to shoot him with got his special armpit bullet.
Which he really loves that bullet. He loves showing it. He loves talking about it.
It's his favorite. And yeah. They both decide that they need to move to get a better shot.
Uh-huh.
And they end up crossing and passing each other to go to the other side. And then Yuki had, like, when the tear gas and the smoke starts basically happening, Yuki pulls out a scuba mask and puts it on to protect himself.
Yeah.
So go.
Around the time Space Godzilla shows up?
Yeah, and they go up to fight him.
Well, Baby Godzilla.
Oh, that part.
Baby Godzilla decides to walk up to Space Godzilla.
Yeah, because like he looks like just another Godzilla.
Yeah, and that's not a good.
I wrote, yeah, little Godzilla likes him.
Yeah, and it gets caught in a tractor beam.
Space Godzilla gets his power. There's a part where Little G's eyes, they like glowed red for a second.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, what is? Was that just him getting zapped, or does he have something that he was trying to do? He keeps getting shot at Little Godzilla, and then Godzilla comes to try and rescue him.
Yeah.
And this is where we learn that Space Godzilla can also kind of make a crystal force field when Godzilla tries to
It looks really cool.
Attack him.
Like when Godzilla shoots his fire breath, this like trapezoid sort of like force field like materializes.
Yeah, and it's like invisible or something because it comes out of nowhere and disappears immediately after it's used.
Yeah.
And Space Godzilla shoots like it kind of comes out like lightning in a way. His stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little Godzilla tries to roll away from him.
Hits his head on a rock.
When Space Godzilla wants to fly, the crystals appear. Godzilla then shields Little Godzilla from Space Godzilla's attack.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the whole hit, and then he ends up falling. And that's then... it was like Little Godzilla basically got trapped. Like, he basically put him in a trap of crystals.
Yeah.
But it's like... He didn't seem like he was dead, but Godzilla knew that he couldn't do anything about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like walks away upset. And then Yuki decides he's not going to shoot him in the armpit because I think he's had enough of a bad day.
Yes. The next note I have are the crane guys. These two dudes were playing the claw game at an arcade.
Oh.
This is really weird.
Right.
Like, what is their relationship? This guy, like, keeps asking this guy for quarters so he can win a stuffed animal for his daughter. And then Space Godzilla comes through and messes with all the electronics.
Okay, yeah. So he's trying to pick up, like, a Tomcat from Tom and Jerry, basically, type of doll. When Space Godzilla flies over and starts messing with the casino, the guy who keeps giving that guy money is like, can we leave? Can we leave? And then suddenly the tables turn. The guy is like, can we stay? Can we stay?
And then all the toys come out of the machine as if that's how that works.
Yeah.
It's not a slot machine.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, all the coins go to that machine. All the toys come out of the other machine. I have from before that, there's the whole thing where they kind of fry Mickey's brain trying to increase the power with the trying to get him to control Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this part where she yells at the G-Force guys saying, you stupid men are all the same. You don't have to kill him.
Uh-huh.
And Yuki has this line where he's like, don't try and stop me or else you'll taste Yuki special yourself, all right?
What does that mean? A blood he's bullet?
Quietly. I liked when they go like, space monster, he looks like Godzilla. I like Space Godzilla. I like the look of Space Godzilla a lot.
Uh-huh.
The big crystal shoulder pads just look so menacing. And I like he's got those, like, four extra side teeth that are at, like, the corner of his
weird
mouth.
Like, tusks.
Those are cool looking. And he also has that tiara on top, like, in his forehead. He's got that little, like, extra little headpiece thing.
Yeah, it looks like he gets some of his power from that. Like, that charges up before he shoots the lightning.
Yeah, he's got the whole thing where, like, you see, like, it's like he sends the crystals first or something, and then the crystals, then once he's there, and the crystals will just, like, they pull power from somewhere, and they just shoot them. They shoot him onto his shoulder crystals. So there's a whole explanation as to how come Space Godzilla looks like Godzilla. And they said that a fragment of Godzilla from Biollante or some of the Godzilla flesh, which was attached to Mothra.
Yeah.
And then they show little clips of those movies from before to be like, this is what happened. And then they say, this is how it happened. One of the cells must have been swallowed by a black hole and then pushed out from a white hole. And finally, the most horrific monster was born.
Sure.
To which Becky, my girlfriend, says, I thought only black holes pushed stuff out. That's what. By the way, Mickey brought a lot of changes of clothes to this island trip.
Yeah.
There's
even not being there a while, I guess.
Yeah. There's this weird love story moment with the sunset. And basically, the one guy gets cock-blocked by Godzilla because that's all Mickey can think about. And then Mickey gets kidnapped. And so we find out later it's from the Mafia. Man, this stuff. Yuki has this stuff where he's just got to be this tough guy and knows everything thing. Where he's got like that part where he's like going, hey, look, do you see some warehouse that says like Pacific something? Yeah, it looks like a warehouse. But in fact, it's Japanese mafia. the guy who keeps tweaking the knobs to try and boost Mickey's telepathy powers.
Yeah.
And it turns out that guy works for the mafia, and he wants the power.
Yeah, and you could tell he looks evil the whole time.
Yeah, the suspenders, and it's great because he has a great turn later when he actually turns full mad scientist.
Yes,
and he's got like these glasses on, and he's fully crazy. Here's where my problem starts is when Godzilla gets to the city and there's news reports talking about these huge buildings that have been destroyed. However, most of the shots are of like a blue screen Godzilla in the background and the city and people running and also like blue screen explosions in the background, but you don't actually see many buildings get destroyed. There was very minimal model destruction, at least at this moment in the movie and leading up to it. And that really was bumming me out.
Yeah.
They shoot at Godzilla and he destroys their ships. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
They send the visual to the guys and they're like, yep, that's Godzilla, right? Just kind of like, just like showing them. Uh-huh. So green screen, not enough destruction. Yuki looks bored. There's also this blue screen or green screen shot of Godzilla in the foreground and then the city in the background.
Yeah.
It kind of looked weird. And it really, because like you saw parts of the city that you got excited. Like there's a part where Godzilla comes up on like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you want to see that destroyed because that's going to look rad. And nope.
You know, I was thinking like the roller coaster was going and it'd be, how much would it suck if you were on that roller coaster stuck?
Hoping, yeah, like the guy who controls it, he's gone. He's already ran away.
You're hoping that you get off of the ride before Godzilla shows up.
When you see Mogera flying, he's got this thing, like his back has this round thing that looks like a saw blade, and I kept waiting for a back saw.
Yeah, and it never happened.
Okay, so he's like the Captain Ahab in this one, and because of he vows revenge against Godzilla, and he decides to basically leave the mission to go kill Godzilla because really Godzilla is the one he wants to kill more than anything. That they have to knock him out and take over the ship. By the way, did you like the M's on the helmets?
Yeah, I like those helmets.
I was like, that's a pretty easy cosplay. You just gotta like paint that helmet and put the M on it.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like I mentioned that Godzilla seemed to be one of the most thunder-thighted Godzillas. Mogera's pretty thunder-thighty too.
Yeah, it's a weird design.
Mogera's got a lot of things. He's got the laser missiles from his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, I think his best weapon is the spiral grenade missiles.
Yeah, that come out of
They open up hands. His hands and they shoot out. Because those are the ones that seem to do the best damage.
They're able to knock out the crystals.
Yeah, I wrote skimp on destruction. The drill attack. Yeah, the drill attack's, it's kind of a small drill because it's up on his head.
Yeah, but it seemed to do okay.
There's a part when the two Godzillas are fighting, and it's like they kind of smash rubber heads against each other. And he does. There's a part. So Space Godzilla has got his special levitation beam thing he does. Mm-hmm. And after he knocks Godzilla down, he picks him up and floats him into a building.
Yeah.
And this is finally the parts where I go, finally we get to see models getting broken. I think they had to, like, save all the budget for this moment. And the other stuff they just had to, like, get past because, like, I was like, they definitely, I thought, skimped on the earlier models. Yeah, stuff.
And then they focused on, like, that one tower that fell.
Right.
Like, it was like, here it goes, everybody. Here comes that tower that's going to fall.
Watch this.
I like that the heads-up display on the military thing said gross in the corner. I don't know why it said gross, but every time they showed that heads-up display, it just said gross. I thought the military vehicles looked cool. The jets and the boats, the ships.
Yeah.
I thought they looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
When they were
attacking. The ships in the water getting attacked was pretty cool, too. Yeah. Space Godzilla then sends the crystals up like missiles and then rains them down on Godzilla.
It's a cool attack.
So, that was pretty good. So then we learn that Mogera can split into two parts.
Yes.
Because he's going to take the Star Falcon. And however, when the bottom half of Mogera identify itself, the bottom half then becomes like a tank, essentially. Mm-hmm. a drill tank, and they dig under because their whole thing is to go under the tower to help it get destroyed. It's cause this is a smart Godzilla. Like Godzilla like pieces together, oh, you know what, he needs these crystals, so I'm just going to start breaking crystals to stop this guy from getting his energy. But when Mogera separates, it becomes the Star Falcon and Mogera. Like the bottom half, Mogera without the top half is still called Mogera.
It's not called Tank.
A guy calls Space Godzilla an asshole.
Yep.
And then they all basically they team up against Space Godzilla. And there's a part where Godzilla is up close and he gets some good neck slaps into Space Godzilla. And then Godzilla bites. And it says that his bite blocks the energy. And I don't know how they came up with that, that somehow does that.
Uh-huh.
But, okay.
Sure. I like the tail through the chest. The Space Godzilla stabs Mogera in the chest where the radar dish is.
Oh yeah,
and, like, cool. Kind of lifts him up and throws him.
Yeah, that's where Mogera goes flying in his... Oh, no. No, there's a part where Mogera, my note is that when Mogera is attacking and he flies into Space Godzilla and then crashes into a building.
Yeah.
I liked that they broke his shoulder crystals.
Yeah. Did they break one of them
I think they broke them both.
Right? Grenades? That's what I thought, but it might have been an editing thing. I think later I saw Godzilla break one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like.
So it's like they break him with the spiral grenade missiles.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to send you back to hell, back where you belong, there to die.
Yeah, there's definitely some weird dialogue.
Another thing that I don't quite get is that Godzilla starts emitting energy and they say, you know what's going to happen, don't you? And the other guy was like, yeah, that means Space Godzilla is going to explode. I was like, how do we know this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because Godzilla does this weird kind of orange disco ball thing and shoots orange fire breath. It's like a strange thing I've never seen before, and I don't remember it in any of the movies that lead up to this movie, because the whole time he's been using his normal blue fire breath, and now he's got this super fire breath that obliterates Space Godzilla into tiny little sparkles.
Yeah, Space Godzilla just blows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the premise was somehow he overloads Space Godzilla and it blows up because he can't handle it.
Maybe it had to do with the shoulder things, too.
That they're broken?
Yeah. Maybe that's where he's pulling his power from. And with those gone, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that the women in this movie are wearing suede jumpsuits with silver sleeves for no reason.
Yeah, they're like matching, but they're different colors.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And I don't know where they got those matching outfits. And because they match, it's almost as if it's a uniform thing of some kind. And I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. I like that she uses telepathy to save Yugi.
Yeah.
That whole thing is bizarre, where it shows like her close up of her face with her eyes closed.
Let me
and
see
like,
what you see.
Yeah. And there's like a warp. There's like a crazy like warp effect over her face.
Yes, that shows you it's working.
Yeah. There's a weird bit of exchange between, I think it's, I don't remember who it's between, Mickey and one of the guys. Hold on, who says it first? It says, she says, I was worried, and he says, about Godzilla?
Mm.
And she says, and you.
Yeah. It's like, because we know she loves Godzilla.
Yeah.
More than any, but like she's... Her thing is, yeah, I was like, I had written, okay, so Kyo loves Koji, mm-hmm. this lady loves Yuki, and Mickey loves Godzilla.
Go on a date night.
Yeah, wait, so that silver box that he gives, I don't know who that character is, that lady. The lady who's in love with Yuki, I'm not sure what her name is, but that silver box that... he gives her at the end. Did she give that to him at the beginning before the trip?
I don't remember.
Because there's this thing where like she gives him his lighter when he lights a cigarette and then he keeps it. And I was like, oh, that was like a take back gift. Cause like he had given it to her when he was about to go on this mission. Uh-huh. And now it's like, here, take this in case I don't make it back. So then I kind of wondered if she had given him that silver box and cause he gives that to her. It's almost like they trade it back.
Huh.
And then for me, has the ending. It's like it was a warning to mankind not to pollute space. Is basically the whole thing. It says like, you know, made a monster from all the crap we put up there. So who knows how many more monsters are going to come because of it?
Yeah.
And the fairies come and they like say, "Hey, you did it. You saved planet Earth."
Was she? But she wasn't really controlling Godzilla the whole time, right?
No.
So Project T didn't really work.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't work.
But she's able to use her telepathy to take the receiver off of Godzilla's neck. And Godzilla's like, hey, what was that doing back there?
Yeah. There's a part in the movie where you see Mickey in the wide shot. And then in the close-up, she's wearing a completely different shirt.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
And it's like a way to, like, one shirt's a tank top and the other shirt is like almost like a long sleeve or something like that. Oh, you know what else is good is in the shootout inside the thing when Mickey's strapped to that table.
Oh, yeah.
And he flips it on its side and he's using her as like a shield and then she levitates it so the guy can shoot the guy's feet.
Yeah.
There's a part then after that where he saves Mickey and Mickey says, are you hurt? And the guy says, I'm all right. But he doesn't think to ask her if she's okay at all. Oh, so yeah. So Space Godzilla basically makes the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but it totally looks like it.
Yeah. And, the other thing that I liked was the part where someone says to them, when they were going to go and they're going to send Mogera to kill Space Godzilla, they says their mission was to use all of Mogera's power to kill Space Godzilla. It's like, thanks.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah.
I wrote down, I thought you hated Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like the ending was very confusing.
Yeah, he's like, it's changed. My attitude's changed. And she's like, hey, let me show you something. And then you get to see little Godzilla being cute.
Yeah.
look what he does. Poop. He tries to shoot his little stuff.
Yeah, and he's just these little sparkles.
Little sparkly butterfly
little, moving things.
Like blowing bubbles.
Yeah. This movie's odd.
Yeah, for me, it was just that if I just needed the earlier scenes, I wanted more model destruction. I wanted more buildings destroyed and not just relying on the blue screen, big Godzilla behind a building and sparks going like, it's like, you know, this is happening just behind this building. This building that's intact. Yeah, this one's intact. But the ones right behind it, all these sparks that you see, there's stuff getting destroyed back here. Just trust us. Yeah. And that was really my biggest problem.
Yeah. It seemed, everything seemed kind of weird. The dialogue was weird. The scenes didn't seem to match up. It was just like a series of things happening, but none of them felt connected. I like the Godzilla suit. I like Little Godzilla a lot.
Yeah.
Seeing the tiny Mothra once again made me ask the question, do I want a tiny Mothra? And the answer is yes. I want a tiny Mothra.
Where would you keep, like, a tiny, yeah.
I would have, well, I would have like a little tiny bird cage for the tiny Mothra, but I would let it out a lot. Because it seems like you can talk to the tiny Mothra. So it'd be smart enough where you can say, you know, come but here, yeah, don't well, go outside. Tiny,
yeah, I was trying to figure out, is the tiny Mothra is just like a communication device for the twins?
I just...
By the way, if you had a tiny Mothra as a pet, that means you'd have even tinier twins.
Oh my gosh, they can ride around in my mask vehicles.
They'd get lost. You couldn't figure out where they were because they were so tiny.
But they talk. I could communicate with them.
You'd know they were there, but you'd lose them all the time. And like the only way you'd know that they were missing is that Mothra starts tearing the place up.
I like tiny Mothra. I want one. I want a tiny Mothra to fly around my house and I could talk to it.
I want a little Godzilla.
Like a puppy sized.
Like a little Godzilla, but a littler, so I can keep him as like a little. And also because he's not out of control.
Yeah.
Although the problem is he's gonna grow up and be that skinny teenage Godzilla, which I'm not as thrilled about. Oh, so also we were like, because Becky was grilling me on, all right, basically she wants to be. She's like, okay, so wait a minute. Who's the mother? Is this Godzilla's kid? What's going on here?
I always feel like it's Godzilla's kid, but I don't know who the mother is.
Yeah, so I went and I was looking up the particular origin story of this specific little Godzilla, and it turns out that they found little Godzilla back when I think he was baby Godzilla. They found him in a Rodan nest, just like his egg was there and his egg hatched. So they think it was kind of like one of those things, like sometimes there's like a cuckoo bird, they'll plop they'll lay their eggs in other birds' nests and then suddenly they'll hatch and the birds don't know what to do because this is the egg that they've been taking care of and it doesn't quite look like them. But so they, out of the confusion, they kind of still end up kind of taking care of them and rearing them as their own. And that's basically what happened with little Godzilla. So essentially Godzilla ends up adopting little Godzilla because of it.
Huh. That's weird.
It's adoption.
But where did it come from? We don't know.
Oh, we don't know. Yeah, well, right. So it's like the question is that then that would mean that there is another female Godzillasaur out there just dropping eggs.
Huh. Surprised we haven't seen that. A female Godzilla.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because sometimes I'd wondered if Godzilla would go back and forth from being a female Godzilla and a male Godzilla. But I guess it's been pretty male heavy for sure.
Yeah, the only monster that they refer to as a she is Mothra. But I guess because Mothra's laying eggs all the time.
That's the tip off.
Yeah, every movie with Mothra in it, they're dropping eggs. Well, that's all I have for Space Godzilla. It's a weird one. It's kind of middle of the road for me.
Oh, you know what? What's the name? This Godzilla has a nickname to identify it, the design. Did you catch? Do you know what that one? Do you know what they call this one?
I don't know. I know it's the Hensai series. It's this 90s. It's called that. So I don't know.
Somewhere, but I can't. I don't know where I put it.
Dreamy eyes.
Yeah, bright eyes.
But yeah, I like this suit because he looks kind of tough and big and.
Yeah, I mean, I really like
Space Godzilla. Do you have any Space Godzilla action figures?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have like the real fancy, the SH Monster one.
Oh, with all the moving parts.
And I have like a mini Sofubi of them. I think that's it. I don't know if I have.
don't know if I have like one of the 6-inch ones or not.
You don't have a Mogera?
I don't have a Mogera, and I'm in no rush to get a Mogera.
Yeah.
It's like...
What about Little Godzilla? I think you have a Little Godzilla, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I have a little Godzilla that's got like the crystals around him.
It's oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah, like a little Godzilla trapped.
Oh, I found it. Moge Goji. I guess it's Mogera and Goji just melded together, because that covers this suit and the suit in Destroya.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. We'll call him Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. All right. Next episode, we're going back into the world of Gamera. We're going to watch the second Gamera movie called Gamera versus Barugon. And I'm excited to see how Gamera got out of Plan X or Plan Z or whatever it was where he got shot into space.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this is the one with Knife Head.
Awesome. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm anxious to see some head knifing.
All right. Well, if you want, you can head over to kaijupod.com. That has links to our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And also it has a link to our kaiju list. Let us know if there's any movies you want added on there, and we can possibly check those out in the future. We never say this, but go over to iTunes and rate and review the show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then that's all I have.
Yeah.
Until next time, I'm going to head to the casino and play some crane game.
Great. I'm going to fly off in my crystal jetpack.